I'm Ann Maxwell, Regional Inspector General in Chicago for our Office of Evaluation and Inspections, speaking with Nicole Rizik, a team leader from the Chicago office. Let's talk about your recently released evaluation on the transformed Medicaid Statistical Information System. First, what is this new system?
This new information system is a major upgrade of the only aggregated national database of Medicaid data, specifically eligibility and claims information for the Medicaid program. This upgrade should help protect Medicaid against fraud, waste, and abuse by using national data to improve oversight.
Now, Nicole, why is there a need to transform the current Medicaid data?
Previous OIG work found that the current national Medicaid database is not complete, accurate, or timely. Specifically, it doesn't have all of the data that is needed to conduct national Medicaid program integrity activities. Missing data include elements like patient name and address or specific billing information. Without all of the necessary data, it's hard to identify Medicaid overpayments.
Is that why it's important to have good quality national Medicaid data?
Yes. With quality national data, the federal government can support states' program integrity efforts by monitoring fraud that crosses state lines. I want to emphasize that each state keeps its own Medicaid data, so states can conduct their own program integrity activities. But having accurate national data helps highlight trends and helps compare Medicaid integrity issues across states.
What prompted this evaluation of the national Medicaid data?
Actually, Congress wanted an update on the status of this new information system and if the new data would be any better than the current data.
And what did you find?
Although the new system is still in the early stages, we found limited progress. Our work also raised questions about the completeness and accuracy of the data when the new system is fully implemented.
And what do you mean by limited progress?
As of January 2013, 12 states were working with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, to implement this new information system, but the other states hadn't started.
What progress did the 12 states make?
They made some progress. CMS created a set of 23 milestones to guide states on implementing the new system. We conducted our review about 6 months into implementation, and all of the 12 states made progress in the planning stage, like getting state approval and developing a schedule. They made less progress in the other stages, including design, development, and testing.
But most states hadn't started as of January 2013, correct?
Correct. 17 states told CMS that they plan to begin implementing in 2013. The other 22 states did not say when they would begin.
So when does CMS expect this new national Medicaid data to be available?
CMS set a deadline for when states should submit data, but that doesn't mean that the data will be complete, accurate, and able to be used for national program integrity oversight.
Why not? How could this new system be fully implemented and the data not be ready to use?
Well, we found that the 12 states indicated that their data systems didn't have all the data elements, and CMS in the 12 states reported some concerns about the accuracy of the data. Until the data that states submit are complete and accurate, the data may have limited use for program integrity purposes.
Wow, these are pretty important concerns. What did you recommend?
We recommended that CMS set a deadline for when national data will be available, not just a deadline for states to implement the process of transmitting the data. Also, we recommended that CMS ensure that states submit all of the required data and that the data are complete, accurate, and timely.
And how did CMS respond to your recommendations?
CMS agreed and has already taken some steps by issuing a letter to all state Medicaid directors. This letter stated that all states are expected to submit data by July 1, 2014, but didn't address when the data will be complete and accurate. And that is the key deadline that OIG recommended.
Thank you, Nicole, for sharing this important work on Medicaid data and Medicaid program integrity.
Thank you, Anne.